Hey moms, welcome to Mom Vibes Only. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Marky,
a one-stop shop for all things mom life.
We are sisters-in-law that are new moms, and we hope to create a platform for real moms with lives unfiltered. Hi guys, we just wanted to do a little episode about introducing ourselves and let you know a little bit more about us and how we kind of came to doing this podcast and a little bit of our history as far as conceiving and all that good stuff. So my name is Marky, as you know from before, and I am 36 years old and a Colorado native. I have one little girl. Her name is Evelyn. She is now almost 8 months old, like a week shy of 8 months old. And prior to Evelyn and meeting my husband, I have always wanted children. I knew from day one, I babysat, nannied, always wanted children. Definitely had some long-term relationships that I didn't necessarily see me having children with those people, but I was young, so I was like, oh, there's time. And I guess I, you know, maybe picked the wrong partners and kind of knew it, but they were nice people, just not good fit. But the only time that I kind of lost hope with thinking I might have kids is after a long-term relationship that I got out of and then had to start like dating. I took about six months off and then was like, okay, I'm going to get back into the dating world. And online dating, bless everybody's heart that has to go through that. I feel for you because it was horrible and it just didn't feel like genuine to me. So I like to make like real connections with people. Yeah. I don't pay attention to like the 3-day rule. I think all those rules are stupid and I am technically a millennial, but I don't play by those games. And I was like, this is weird. Anyway, so during that period, I thought I'm going to be like the dog and cat mom and I'm okay with that and maybe have nieces and nephews. And then luckily by chance, I had mutual friends that I met my husband through, Hannah's brother. And pretty much day one, first date at the Rockies game, I like knew I was going to marry him and have his baby. So fast forward, we got married 2 years ago and then had Evelyn this past July. So pretty exciting and Everything moved quickly. And I just love her more than life itself. Sometimes it hurts. But anyway, so Scott and I are a little bit older. We met a little bit later in life. I think we met when I was like 30, 31 and dated for a few years, got married. So I was 35 when I was pregnant with her and had her and then turned to 36 this November. So
you guys don't seem that old.
Yeah.
Time is going way too fast.
We definitely felt like time was running out. But it was, you know, we were lucky and I know people have babies later on, but my husband is 37. So he's a year older than me and our birthdays are like a week apart. So it's funny. Very close.
It's a very busy holiday.
Yes. Very busy. And we got married like the day, 2 days after my birthday. So yeah, it's a big weekend celebration holiday. Being older parents, I mean, there's definitely challenges, I think, and positives, but the challenges, I think, you know, we're just like a little more tired, or, you know, just we run a commercial landscaping business, so we're just like physically worn out, and Then obviously coming home to a very busy baby, it's like we don't want to deprive her from the attention, but we're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die sometimes. But then I think the benefits are we were like, I think more financially secure and we like, You know, had, we moved into a different house that kind of suited our needs better. And then also, I guess, as being tired, we also had, I think we went well with like going with the flow. I had some in another episode we'll get into. I had some complications on the backside of my pregnancy that we didn't see coming. So, but I think we got through it pretty well. And, my husband is a saint cause he spent a whole week with our brand new, like 4-day old baby by himself doing around the clock shifts and bringing her back to the hospital. Cause I had to go back to the hospital. So, so I think there's like some give and take there. I think we obviously worry about being like the grandparents at senior graduation. Oh, no. Thinking we're gonna be like old, or if she like gets married at 30, we'll, you know, be closer to our 70s or whatever. But it's like at the same time, I think we feel like, you know, we can like maybe do a lot more with her. I don't know, having more money saved up or something, we can like take her, we can like kind of give her more, I guess. I don't know, we'll see how that goes because everything's so expensive. But we just feel like we definitely are like more patient with like how things go, and then also did like a little more research into things and like things that we wanted to do. But
what was, knowing my brother and knowing Scott, what were kind of his thoughts when you guys first got married about kids? Because from my perspective, I couldn't see him having kids until he met you, so.
Aw. I mean, he, from, like, I moved in with him 6 months after we started dating, and he definitely said he wanted a couple kids. So
see,
he,
that's crazy.
He told me he always wanted to be a father. I think he, at first, was a little shocked to find out we were having a girl and wanted a boy.
Yes.
But I think that was because, you know, so I think for some guys, it's, like, very foreign, and I think he was a little nervous about just like, I don't know anything about little girls.
Yeah,
and I'm just
being,
like,
a girl nowadays and what that means.
And... Yeah, and I think he was also looking at it from, like, you know, I think he kind of jumped the gun a little bit and was like, I know what I was like as a boy looking at girls, and I don't want people looking at my daughter that way. And I was like, I think we just need to, like, take a step, couple steps back.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, and then, you know, since she's been born, he has been just, like, the best.
Oh, he's head over heels.
Yes,
our
and
little
she
girl's gonna be
loves
like...
him. So he's, like, the adventurous, like, throws her up in the air and flips her upside down and is, like, the calmer one. I'm definitely, like, the bopping around. I can be calm, but I'm the free entertainment at home, so.
You're doing the dances and making the faces.
But, no, he definitely told me he wanted kids, so whether he lied to get me in, like, that was, like, another hook, line, and sinker because he knew I wanted kids, but he definitely said right off the bat he wanted, at least, initially he said he wanted five, and I told him who's supporting all these children.
Jeez.
But then we, like, agreed on two, so I was like, I can't, I'm...
I just cannot see him with five kids, that's crazy.
I know. And we didn't have any nephews then. So I was like,
that's
he didn't
true.
Know, like, I think how tiring, not in a bad way, but, like, kids are, can really wear you out. So it's,
they,
like,
just have a lot of energy. If you hear, my son is upstairs and he is nonstop. So, I'm Hannah and I am 31, I think. I mean, 32 this year. I have two kiddos. I have two boys. I have Rocky, who will be 3 in July, and Sunny, who is 8 months, almost a week ago. Him and Evelyn are 2 weeks apart, which is super fun. I met my husband, Garrett, 10 years ago.
Which is crazy to me.
I feel like I've always known him, and then at the same time, it's like we're still getting to know each other, which is fun.
Yeah.
And he is 2 years older than me, so he will be 36 this year. Mm-hmm. I'm bad with ages because I feel a lot older than I am. My mom always called me an old soul.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
Garrett and I met also not online, which is even rare for me because I'm with Marky. I don't want to have to ever go back to dating. He worked at a audio shop in Colorado called Car Toys, and he was my sales guy. And
which I think is even crazier because I'm like, serial killer. You never know. I'm like, no, I'm just joking.
He took my phone number telling me that he would let me know when my parts came in and texted me every day until I was back in the shop.
Oh, that's cute.
And then asked me when they installed it, asked me on a date, and it was true love ever since.
That's sweet.
I'm very similar, though. I was living with my parents when I met Garrett, and I just started staying. Garrett was living on somebody else's couch, and they moved into an apartment like 6 months after we met, and I just kind of moved my stuff with them. So yeah, kind of the same. Kind of always knew, you know, we had our struggles in the beginning because we were younger. Garrett was still in his party age, which isn't a bad thing. He was living life. My kind of journey to realizing I wanted kids is along. I didn't ever want to be a mom.
And did you guys talk about kids initially? Like, didn't Garrett?
Yeah, and he never really wanted kids. And I don't know if that's because, you know, he was still in his, like, early 20s. So wasn't really top of mind. But
sure.
I never wanted to be a mom. I never wanted kids. I hated babysitting. I hated... not that I hated other people's kids, but I didn't want to take care of other people's kids.
Sure.
I
have lots of friends like that now have like 3 or 4 kids.
Yeah.
But they only like their kids.
There is a difference. I love my family and my family's kids and my own kids, but when it comes to other people's kids, I don't know. They're cute, but not my jam.
I
don't want to take care of them, I guess. I would love to play with them and those types of things.
Sure.
And then when I met Garrett, it was, yeah, we never really talked about it. And then we dated for about 5 years. And Garrett made a life change. He decided that he wanted to enroll into the police academy when he was 30. And I think that kind of just changed everything for us. It was like, kind of, we're not in our 20s anymore. Like, what are we actually doing with our whole life? And Garrett wanted to leave a, in quotations, legacy behind.
Sure.
He didn't want the, he kind of considered, like, he's the last bane of his family, and if he doesn't have kids, that name would just kind of be done with him.
Sure.
And I figured if I was going to have kids with anybody, it would be him, because I knew he was going to be a great dad, and I knew if that's something he wanted, it was something I could do with him. So then we decided that we just wanted one, and it was going to be one and done. But then a friend at work after I had Rocky was mentioning that her son told her that he wished he had a sibling to kind of go through life with. I mean, you go through you hating your parents and loving your parents and just being able to converse with somebody. And as they get, your parents get older, you want somebody to, you know,
go through
shoot
that.
The shit
yeah.
with.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So that just like really struck a chord with me. So I came home and I said, I guess we're having another kid. And he was like, okay. So then we had Sunny, and they're the best things that have ever happened to me.
They're very sweet, yes.
But kind of on the opposite end, we're like 5 years younger than you guys raising kids. I still think we struggle with it being tired, but I think that comes with all parenting.
Yes.
You're so used to one lifestyle, and then your lifestyle changes. And all four of us work full time. So, I mean,
yes.
Working full time, raising kids full time. There's days I wish I was a stay-at-home mom, but I bless those moms because I don't think I could do it. I'm home 2 full days on the weekend, and I'm ready to go back to work.
Yeah, and mad respect to single parents out there, male or female, because I don't know how you do it without a spouse unless you have a good family unit. I mean, it takes a lot of patience and energy and work.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So I think we probably weren't as financially stable as we'd like to be, but I think my mentality was like, people are doing it all over the world,
right.
And we got to keep the world going kind
sure.
of thing. So, because I have definitely have those, like, we're having kids in this day and age. Was that the right thing to do? Because it is a totally different landscape than when we were growing up.
Yes. And a lot of unknowns.
Yeah. And everything is so politically driven now, which is so hard. And, I mean, even my son is only 2.5, and it's like, we talk about high school all the time, and I'm like, we got a long ways to go, but it's something you worry about how much could change.
Well, everything's like bled into everything, whereas it used to be like pretty
standard.
Yeah, and like not in, you know, there was no religion or politics within the school system or daycares or stuff like that, because you know, that should be a family decision, in my opinion, to each their own.
Right.
But
now you have to vet everything and make sure that whatever you believe that they align with those, and that you're they're not going to be teaching your kids something that you don't agree with.
Absolutely.
Or pushing those values. So I think, one, raising kids in today's age is difficult, and two, being a little bit younger. I always talk to my mom because they had Scott when my mom was 20.
She was like 22,
three,
right?
I think, because I got married when she was 20.
Couldn't drink at her own wedding.
Yeah, couldn't drink at her own wedding. And my dad was 21, and I always ask her, I'm like, didn't you just feel like kids raising kids? Like, when I turned 21, I was not ready to have kids and settle down, and even though I feel like I'm an old soul, but she was just like, there's reasons that Scott acts sometimes the way he does, because they didn't know what they were doing, and they didn't have life experience to...
Sure. Well, and it was common back then. You, like,
so common,
either got a job or went to school and had kids, like you got married and had children like right away. I feel like that was kind of their generational code.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's just funny, before we got on here, we were kind of talking about why Scott and I are type A, and because both my parents are very, at least I think they're more type B. My mom likes
more
the schedule
relaxed.
And likes things, but very
go with the flow,
and I think that's why Scott and I both call my mom for everything, because it's like we'll be freaking out, and like, even when Rocky gets, I'm like, I need to call somebody. And she just is so calm. And this, like, it is what it is. And I'm like, how do you live life like that?
I know. My poor husband, I think it drives him crazy sometimes because I'm just like, take a breath. Like, nothing is the end of the world. And then he looks at me and, like, sometimes I can, like, fuel the panic and rage because he's like, why are you staying so calm? But I'm just like, I mean, I'm kind of like I would say I'm more type B than I am type A. But yeah. I definitely like a routine and schedule. However, I can be like, it's okay that this has happened and we can just like pick up and it's not the end of the world and we'll figure it out and just. Yeah.
Garrett is definitely the same way. And I can feel Scott's anxiety because I'll tell Garrett, I'm like, I need you to worry this much more because I am panicked and I need you to care that I'm panicked. So.
Well, and Scott says I worry, but I'm just like, I worry about things that I feel like are just like when she starts gagging and she's got something and, you know, obviously I don't think she's choking and I'm not like call 911, but I'm like, what is going on? I need to be attentive or there's a new rash. And he's like, God, you're such a worrier. And I'm like, well, this wasn't here earlier. I'm not like saying it's like the end of the world 911, but
take care of it.
This is new. I'm concerned. Yes.
It's funny what we choose to be panicky about.
And funny, no, I think you bringing up your parents. My parents were older. So my parents were 30 and 34 when they had me. And so I think it's interesting because our parents are 10 years apart. My dad's 14 years older than Hannah and Scott's parents. And my
mom, I didn't
realize
it was that many,
is 6 years older than both of your parents. But then, and they had my brother at 34 and 38. But they were like still getting, like, they were very, like, they had their business and stuff, but they were pretty go with the flow, but they were definitely older. So yeah. I think it's interesting because Scott's a year older than me and you're pretty much the same age as my brother, but yet our parents are much, like, my parents are just now retiring, and not that your parents aren't close, but it was just like, it's so weird to think like Scott's a year older than me and my parents are so much older than your parents. So it is crazy because they met later in life. So it is an odd thing that, you know,
but it can be done both ways.
It can be done both ways. Exactly.
What other names did you have picked out for Evelyn?
So I was re-looking through my list because Hannah asked me this like a couple times before and I was like kind of pulling them out of nowhere. And then I re-looked at my list and I was like, oh, okay. Apparently I had some names picked out for her that I didn't realize. So our top three were Evelyn, Cameron, or four, I'm sorry. Top four were Cameron, Carson, Evelyn, and Adley. And we liked Adley. All those. I liked Addie as like a nickname. Yeah. But Adley Martin, Scotty was like, yeah, everything has to flow and I get it. So he was very much into that. And then, you know, looking at her, I was like, she's not a Cameron or a Carson. I liked both of those kind of like unisex names. But now I'm like, and she's not really an Adley. I mean, she could have been, I guess, but I'm like, Evelyn.
She's definitely an Evelyn.
She's sassy and sweet. I feel like that name just like works for her, pretty well. But, I also liked Sawyer. Sawyer. There was like a Bria, which I didn't love, but it was kind of on our list. And then we started with Cecilia, but I was like, that's such a mouthful. And we're, because I liked Cece as like a nickname.
You know, my mom's middle name is Cecilia.
Oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. She's got 17 of them.
I know. I think your brother did say she has like, well, that's what Italians do. Yeah. Catholic, just like, you know, Mexican culture, you take both sides of both names or just get like a million names, family names passed down. But no, so we had narrowed them down to the top three and we pretty much kind of knew that Evelyn was like the only one that we agreed on.
Both.
It kind of, it came very late too. It was like a month before she was born, I think, that we finally, agreed on a name that, and we really loved it and we wanted something that was kind of less common, not so unique that they're like, where did that come from, or we can't pronounce it, but it was just like, we just didn't want a name that was like, you know, like,
it's classic too. It's classic and unique at the same time.
I liked Hadley, but Hadley I apparently had made like a comeback. Like, I had several friends that then like used that name, and it, or Arya was like, I wasn't a name I picked, but like, you know, in Game of Thrones like built up, it was like everybody named their daughter or Arya. But anyway, so Evelyn, it was Evelyn because that was the only name we could agree on, but we actually really liked it. And then Grace is her middle name, so Evelyn Grace, call her Ev, call her Evelyn-y, call her Evie. There's all kinds of nicknames. So
my dad calls her Gracie.
And Grandpa is the only, Pop is the only one that gets to call her Gracie. But I thought it was pretty cute that he called her that from like
day
one.
He likes to be unique.
Yes. And what other names did you have for the boys?
We have always had Rocky for Rocky. My husband is obsessed with Sylvester Stallone. So Rocky, boy or girl, was the choice. And we kind of had that picked out from the beginning. We played the name game a lot just to make sure we really liked Rocky.
Sure.
but it kind of was always going to be Rocky no matter yeah. what. And his middle name is Leon, which is a family name on Garrett's side. All the boys have it.
That's cute.
And Sonny, we actually didn't decide on Sonny until like a month before he was due. We actually had Sly, which is Sylvester Stallone's nickname, picked out for the first 8 months. And it was always going to be Sly. Again, we played the name game, but it always came back to that. And then we were actually watching Big Daddy one day. And I was listening to it and I was like, his name's Sonny, and I love Adam Sandler. He's, like, one of my favorite actors. And I was like, well, mate, what about Sonny Garrett? And he was like, I like that. And I was never, like, 100% sold on Sly. Like, I liked it enough that I could name my kid that. But sure. I was, like, 100% sold on Sonny. And we actually had it spelled S-U-N-N-Y for the whole month. And then, like, 3 days before I gave birth, I was like, oh, crap, I think it's spelled with an O.
Well, we played the name game because she started a trend in this family where we were not giving out names. Nobody was telling names. And in all fairness, I don't think anybody had a complete set name. So it's like you don't want to say names and then yeah. get feedback and then be deterred if you really like a name. But she told us, she gave us like three letters out of the name and was like, if you guys guess it, I'll tell you. But nobody could figure it out. And we were driving each other crazy. And when she said it, finally, like when he was born, we were like, duh, like that totally makes sense. But it never came up on Google. I swear we put all of it into Google and was like, your Aunt Joan texted me a couple times and was like, did you pick these names? And I was like, yeah, we said those names and it's not those names. And it was just driving everybody crazy. So it was pretty funny.
Yeah. And then Sunny's middle name is Lynn, which is for my mom, Garrett's mom, and my dad's middle name is
Everybody's
Lynn.
Got a Lynn in
got
there.
A Lynn.
which is sweet.
Funny name story, though. So when Rocky, we weren't sharing Rocky either, even though we were picked. It was kind of that fun thing because everybody knew the gender. We did a gender reveal party, but everybody knew the gender. Everybody saw the theme of his room. Like, there was no surprise. And we waited to put Rocky's name in his room until the week before we went to the hospital, and Marky came and watched my dogs and ruined her own surprise.
But I didn't share it with anybody. I actually told my mom, which was irrelevant because she wasn't going to tell anybody in your side of the family. But yeah. I remember I went and got balloons, yes. and I was like, oh, I'm going to put them on the crib because it's just sweet. And then I walked into the room, not even thinking about it. It was on the wall, read it, walked out of the room. And then I was like, oh, wait. And I walked back in the room and I was like, I know his name. And I was like, that's so sweet. Yeah. And so it was pretty funny because I like it even took me a second to realize that it's I had like, seen the name.
Seen yeah.
And then I called my mom because I was like, I can't call Scott and like ruin the supplies. So I was like, Mom, I know his name.
Well, so for Sonny, I had the letters. We put up all the spots, but I took it down because I didn't want to ruin it again.
And we didn't do any letters in Evelyn's room. So that's it was kind of a reason I was like, I'm not giving away her name. But we did get like a little circle plaque made that's on her door now. But she definitely, I think the letters are cute. But yeah, we specifically didn't do that because I was like, I know, I'll put it up and somebody's got to come stay with our dog. So
yeah.
They're going to know, which your parents came and stayed with our dog. So
yeah, see, they would have known.
But
well, I just have to wrap up our introduction, a fun icebreaker game.
Okay.
So it kind of tests your knowledge of kids' movies. What is the neighbor's name in Toy Story?
Sid. I know that kid because he's evil.
He is evil.
I don't like
him.
We
just watched it the other day and I was like, who did it? Like, this kid is Brett. Something is wrong. Yes.
I think it's important to, like, I don't think kids pick up on it until they're older, but I think it is crazy because there are mean kids out there. Yeah. But, man, when you're a kid and you start to figure out that he's, like, torturing toys, it's really disturbing.
It's sad.
To be honest. But
what does Hakuna Matata mean?
I always want to say happy days, but it's no worries. I don't know why I say happy days. I think of that stupid fish, I guess.
How many dwarves are in Snow White and can you name them all?
There's seven, right? Seven, yep. Not seven. Happy, grumpy, dopey, sneezy. Happy, grumpy, dopey, sneezy. Shoot. There's two more. Happy, grumpy, snoring.
It's close.
Snore. I already said sleepy. Okay, give me the last two.
Doc, did you say sleepy? Because I got sleepy,
I said sleepy
and bashful.
Oh, no, I didn't say bashful or Doc. Because they don't go with the other ones.
Doc, grumpy, happy, those. Sleepy,
and
bashful,
I didn't love Snow White, so. I thought it was a good movie, but it wasn't my go-to movie growing up.
Not mine either. this was probably yours growing up. What does Ariel lose to Ursula for her licks?
Her voice. Yes, Little Mermaid was my go-to movie because of all the songs.
Yes.
Which we sang to Evelyn the other night. And I did the whole, like, happy fingers dance and everything to keep her irritated during the witching hour. Yeah. Well, she thought mom was, like, you know, she, like, had her mouth open, like, what in the hell is my mom doing? But it kept her from crying, and we got through the witching hour, so that worked.
Well, Little Mermaid was Garrett's favorite. He had a little crush on Little Mermaid.
Well, I don't blame him because, you know, she was super cute. And I thought the guy was super cute. I was like, oh, I'm gonna marry
Prince Charming.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, so anyway, so that kind of wraps up our first episode of Introductions. Again, if you would like to share your journey or personal story on any of the topics, please reach out to us at momsvibeonlypodcast@gmail.com. We're going to start diving into these, like, kind of individual topics. We'll have guest speakers. So yeah, we're super excited, and we hope everybody tunes in every week if we do it weekly or monthly. Any suggestions, questions, tips, whatever, email those in too. Just be nice. We're all about constructive criticism, but we're really excited about this, and we just, like I said, we just want to encourage and support and share. Again, we're experts in nothing, but share our experiences to hopefully help somebody else that's going through something. If anything, you just find it informative. But
or fun. Thanks for listening.
Mom Vibes Only is hosted by Hannah Bain and Marky Martin. It is written by Hannah, and it is produced by Marky. Music is written, performed, and produced by Mike Martin. You can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're enjoying Mom Vibes Only, please hit that follow button and rate and review us. If you have a story you would like to share or tips and feedback, please email us at momvibesonlypodcast@gmail.com. And a big thank you to our husbands and family who watch our kids so that we can bring this podcast to moms like you.